It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With the Friday morning sun barely peeking over the horizon, Joe Biden took the lead in Georgia's vote count. In Pennsylvania, well, I have to come in and redo my newscast because at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time, Decision Desk HQ now projects that Joe Biden has won Pennsylvania and its 20 Electoral College votes for a total of 273, projecting that Joe Biden has been elected the 46th President of the United States of America. I guess it's a good time to also congratulate Kamala Harris on becoming the first female vice president-elect in American history. Reality didn't seem to matter to Donald Trump when he took to the podium in the briefing room Thursday evening at 6:45 Eastern, just when the networks were in the middle of their nightly newscasts. All of them went to the president live, but within moments, ABC, NBC, CBS, and MSNBC all cut away due to his ridiculous and dangerous lies. CNN and Fox Not News carried the whole thing, but CNN's banner warned that Trump was lying, and when it ended, Anderson Cooper told some truth.
That is the president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world, and we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. But he just hasn't accepted it, and he wants to take everybody down with him, including this country.
But over on Fox, not news, not a single host or guest criticized or called out Trump's undemocratic conduct. Instead, they pretended like it was normal. But let's go back to reality again for a moment. Joe Biden is winning the presidential popular vote. At press time, he's up by more than 3.9 million and on his way to being the first candidate to defeat an incumbent president in 28 years. But as of the morning of the third day after Election Day, Biden has still not been declared the winner. This is because Republican-controlled legislatures in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin refused to update their laws to allow election officials to open, process, and count mailed ballots early enough to get close to a complete tally on Election Day. By the way, Joe Biden also spoke Thursday afternoon. Unlike Trump, his remarks were measured, his tone confident and secure in knowing that Trump will soon be defeated.
In America, the vote is sacred. It's how people of this nation express their will. And it is the will of the voters, no one, not anything else, that chooses the president of the United States of America.
Again, breaking news, as of 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time Friday morning, some organizations have begun calling the race for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris after Pennsylvania's vote count turned in their favor. Meanwhile, in opposite world, Con Man Jr. took to Twitter to call out the Republican 2024 contenders for not joining in their gaslighting attempts to overturn the will of the people. So, Senator Lindsey Graham and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, two of Trump's most reliable sycophants, said Pennsylvania's Republican-controlled legislature should consider invalidating the popular vote and appointing its own slate of electors to award the state's electoral votes to Trump, even though the state Senate leader had already rejected such a scenario. And over in Georgia, Republican incumbent Senator David Perdue fell below the 50% threshold in the count, making it possible that he could be forced into a runoff against Democratic challenger John Ossoff. The battle for Georgia's other Senate seat is already going to a January runoff after Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock led the crowded field. So potentially, both of those Georgia Senate races could be set for a January 5th runoff, at which time that state could determine which party controls the Senate. Democrats obviously fell short of their goal to pick up the four seats they needed to win the majority. They picked up one, so sweeping Georgia would split the Senate evenly at 50-50. If that happens, and Democrat Joe Biden is declared winner of the presidential election, that would mean that his vice president, Kamala Harris, would break any ties, essentially flipping control away from the Republicans. Meanwhile, Election Day has come and gone, and despite Donald Trump's claims that
COVID, by the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore.
The United States reported more than 121,000 new coronavirus cases on Thursday alone. That's an all-time high. The previous all-time high was the day before. The United States is quickly approaching 10 million cumulative cases and 235,000 total deaths. A new forecast from the Centers for Disease Control predicts 31,000 more additional American lives could be lost in the next 2.5 weeks alone. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.